May we all grab hold of the rope of grace and be pulled out of our tombs of complacency. Well, dearest ones, my confession to you is that I am exhausted, weak, feeling old, very old, and useless right now. The Lord has shifted gears into music. I will continue with the messages, of course, but he's asking my focus to be on music, and I feel so inadequate. I hear what other artists are doing, and I tell myself, they've been doing this for years. There's no way I can do anything that worthwhile. So I've been shooting myself in the foot, whining and confessing failure before I even began, and even comparing myself with others. So I had some seeds to get rid of, let me tell you. For 3 days, I've been dragging my body around like an old anchor. And this morning when I got up to pray, I was so looking forward to music. But within 2 hours, I was back in bed for most of the day. It felt like an intercessory burden, and I was inspired to open the Bible. It fell on the book of Esther. So if anyone else has been feeling this burden for our country, that's the Lord, all right. After being in bed all day, around 3 o'clock, I thought, I'll try again. So I had worship before the painting, which just about comes alive in his presence. It is so strong. After a while, he took my hand in the spirit and kissed my fingers. And let me tell you, I did not feel kissable at all. He said, I cherish these fingers that long to express their love for me. You face so many obstacles, Claire, so many, but nothing I can't overcome because I live in you, dearest. And as soon as he said that, the song changed to Julie True's song, Faith Like a Child. I come to you with faith like a child. Everything's new and everything's possible in you. Because you're my daddy, and I know that you can do anything. And that is the end of the song. And this very song, even though it's only a minute long, has been playing in my head for days. Jesus continued, I know you see these obstacles with great clarity, and you have a deadly enemy who continuously reminds you of them. But may I say, he has already lost this battle as long as you dwell in me. I am the vine. You are a very fruitful branch, and you've only just begun to bring forth the wine, the fine wine of your life. These obstacles, pain, fatigue, boredom, and unbelief are merely phantoms that will disappear as you apply yourself. Yes, they've been sent to discourage you and stop you, even as you have had to fight off the thought, Lord, I'm no good at this. Let me just stay in my comfort zone and find someone better equipped to do this job, to play the piano and sing these songs. Then you get hold of yourself and say, no, that's my girl. You think you're alone in this fear? No, I tell you, every artist, and especially the great ones, come against this obstacle of fear and unbelief. What is different about them from the mediocre ones is that they conquer their fears with my grace and refuse to quit, just like you, I might add. Oh, Lord, last night and today my life felt so impossible. No motivation, extreme weakness, unbelief. Shouting out, you're too old. What are you thinking? Can't you see your body's falling apart? Don't you know you could die any moment of a heart attack? You're dreaming. You think you'll live forever? And you think you can do this? No, you can't do this. You're old and tired. Jesus cut in, and that's precisely the reason I chose you. All of that is true, and much more that is just as bad and worse. Yes, yes, you are the perfect candidate. Don't you think I hear this thousands of times a day from all my Christians, young and old? They all have excuses, reasons why they're not fit for the job. They all stare at their fears day after day after day. And Satan is so happy to oblige them by projecting a slideshow reinforcing every single argument. Then I step in and say, enough. Do not look at your misery and that you are less than nothing. If I could rise from the dead, do you think I can raise you up from your coffin of doubt? Yes, children, it is a coffin, the place you put a dead body, and you're not even dead yet, and you want to climb in there and put a blanket over your head? What are you thinking? I am the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Rise up, I say to you, rise up and lay hold on your destinies. I do not live in a dead body. I live in a body alive with possibilities and a future, or I would not be here. You have all thrown in the towel much too soon in your lives. Many of you messed up for the first 40 and 50 years, and now you want to retire, water the lawn and watch sunsets? No, your lives are only beginning. I don't care if you're 80 going on 100. You can rise up and make a difference in my kingdom. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, I say. I have called you all to live in the supernatural. I have called all of you to walk by faith, not by sight. You still don't get it. This whole age thing is a massive lie and hoax to get you to bury the wisdom and talent you've accumulated all these years. Don't my scriptures talk about the wisdom of one with white hair? Yes, Satan would prefer that only the young and experienced, full of hormones, easily manipulated, would have a voice through their talents. That's his plan. But I have an army, a massive army of talent that is seasoned and experienced and has come to the conclusion that only I am important in their lives. I'm calling you my army. If I can use old man Trump to turn this nation around, can I not also use you? What's different about him from those of you who want to lay down and quit is he sees America for what it should be, and he's committed to doing something about it. His age and experience qualify him. They do not disqualify him. Neither should you be disqualified on that account. I'm calling my people forward to swing into action in their talents given by me. I will raise your mortal bodies from the dead, and you will accomplish that for which I have sent you to earth to do. And now is your time. My bride will not return to me void of fruit. No, she will be accompanied by miles long of freight trains filled with fruit and glory. Her good works will testify to my living presence in her. But for every bride that rises up, there are 10 who close the lid on their coffins while their bodies waste away. Make a choice, my people. Will you be on the train in coffins, or will the train accompany you filled with glory? Now that I've spoken a rousing word, I say to you, Claire, I know your body better even than you do, and I am fully able to raise it up to par, doing what I called it to do. But, my love, you must do your part. Work hard at your music, hone your craft. I will give you far more results than what you invest. How about 9 to 1? How about you put in the 1% and I will complete it with 9, and it will come to its fullness? Does that sound like a worthwhile endeavor to you? Oh, Jesus, if you can do that with my faith, I know all the rest will come. Never judge your capabilities when you're tired or under pressure. And never judge your capabilities without my grace, which is what you and most others are doing. They're looking to themselves and their failures of the past and drawing the enemy's conclusion about their lives. But I say to you, my people, the less in doubt, the weaker you are, the more glory will shine through you. I do not want successful, highly motivated people. I want what the world calls the losers, the over-the-hillers, the tailings from the mine. Yes, these are the ones I cherish. I can trust them with success because they know who is doing the doing, and it will be obvious to the world as well. As your communion reading stated through the lips of Jeremiah, cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries. And in a year of drought, it never fails to bear fruit. This is Jeremiah 17:5. My love, you mustn't allow this prophecy to apply to you ever. Here are my promises to you. Your fingers will touch the keys in perfect, not barely passing, but in perfect timing. You will sing in perfect key. You will have all the energy you need if you stop pursuing worthless things that draw you off track. Yeah, he's talking about house cleaning and stuff. As a matter of fact, I think the reason why I've been like dead meat for days is that last week, every time I saw something that was out of place, dirty, needed cleaning, I went and got involved in it. And I wore myself out for 3 days. And that's when the Lord corrected me, and I shared that with you in the last message. So I think that's the reason why I've been just dragging around for days. I really, really, really overextended myself. And I do believe that there was a demonic element that was pushing me, and I just wasn't strong enough to say no. And I think the Lord allowed it to humble me as well. I'm sure of that. He continues, your songs will minister deeply to the hearts of the people, because I will speak into them and anoint the listeners with the finest oil, and they will come to me. In short, they will see me in you, they will hear me in you, and our music will be a light to the nations. Now, who wants to get in line behind Claire? Come here to me now. Get in line. I'm passing out graces, life-changing graces. Come, come. Receive the gifts I want to give you. Sit before me, kneel before me, stand before me, and allow me to anoint your hands, foreheads, eyes, ears, lips, heart, and feet, and allow me to empower you. And no more excuses. Get busy with what I'm imparting to you. My bride will not return to me void.